Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At least 400,000 people murdered. 12 million people displaced. Correspondents have called it the world's worst humanitarian crisis. What is going on in Sudan, and why are we not talking about this more? Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland. Jeff, thank you again for coming on the show. This is absolute. Everything I read about this is absolutely devastating to me. Is it as serious as that? We're talking about almost 500,000 people killed and 12 million people displaced. Can you explain what's happening in Sudan?
Yeah, this has been an ongoing tragedy. And as you pointed out, Jordana, that identified this as perhaps the worst humanitarian crisis on the planet. And, of course, that occurs at a time when we have the war in the Gaza Strip. We have an ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Example, what is going on is this has been going on for about 2 years, since 2019. In many ways, it's a civil war between two sides. The regular army commanded by General Al-Burhan and then the so-called Rapid Response Force paramilitaries commanded by a guy named Lieutenant General Mohamed Degallo. And these two guys have been competing to see who is going to take control of the country for the last year and a half to 2 years as this tragedy has unfolded. And keep in mind, of course, this only occurs, you know, a couple of decades since we had this dramatic extermination of about 3 million non-Arab people in the Darfur region of Darfur, which occurred between 2003 and 2020. But so far, at least the world community, with all the other things going on, I think has kind of turned a blind eye to this. It's getting worse now with the collapse of the defenses by the army in a city called El Fasher, a city of about 250,000 people, 50,000 people in addition to the other refugees you spoke of are now refugees, and about 45% of the population is estimated by some international relief organizations to face acute food insecurity in several locations in Sudan, now face outright famine.
So, as you mentioned, I mean, if this is happening in Europe, this is the world comes to a stop and says this, something has to be done. Why is this so under the radar, Colonel?
I just think, Adam, because, again, there's so many things going on from Ukraine to Gaza, and people keep scrolling on their feed as they're reading the news in the morning. And obviously, based on the nature of the conflict, there's fewer and fewer journalists there because it's obviously very dangerous, and as a consequence, you don't get as much timely information about it as you do war in Gaza, war in Ukraine. For the United States, they have created a group called the Quad for this effort, which involves the U.S., Egypt, United Arab Emirates, and Saudis, to see if a solution can be met. That group met recently in Washington, but with this collapse of the defense of this town of El Fasher, and now the RSF, this Rapid Response Group, seem to be on the ascendancy. Probably not much progress there because they're not going to want to negotiate in that particular moment. And furthermore, there's kind of conflicting loyalties here. The UAE, the Emiratis, have actually been accused of providing support to both sides, Of late, there's been suggestion the UAE is actually providing more aid to the Rapid Response Force. Why are they doing that? Because of economic interests they have, particularly in Western Sudan. In fact, the Sudanese government, as it is right now, commanded by this army general, has even filed a case in the International Court of Justice accusing the UAE of complicity in genocide. And I'm quoting there from the International Court finding by its support for the RSF. On the other hand, the Egyptians, another close ally of the United States, have aligned themselves with the government because President Sisi is a close friend and ally of General Burhan, who commands that particular organization. Last but not least, perhaps we'll see some progress here in a couple of weeks when the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, is due to visit Washington, and this probably will be on a topic on the agenda when he visits with President Trump.
Is this a religious war, Jeff? I hear the jihadists are killing the Christians. Is that the main part of this? Is this disagreement or civil war?
A lot of it had been that in Darfur, the initial war in Darfur, where the so-called Janjaweed, which was actually organized by a previous dictator of Sudan, had killed about 3 million non-Arab inhabitants. So those were Muslim forces against non-Muslim force groups in the region. I think this right now, Jordana, actually is just a competition for power between two military leaders on who actually is going to control the country. And frankly, both of them, I think, are relatively despicable, to tell you the truth, and are seeing the country as something they can exploit for their own personal gain.
I have heard, or at least read, that, you know, this is obviously what's happening there. I read that even it was the president saw a report on Fox News about this, and suddenly the slaughter of Christians in this country, and that put this on his radar and has stepped up kind of his intervention here. What role, if any, will the U.S. play here? Or is the posturing of the president, President Trump right now, simply posturing at this point, trying to have cooler heads prevail? But what can we expect to happen from the U.S. and what's happening in this region?
Well, actually, I think you're confusing tragedies, if I can put it that way. I think what you're talking about is the president's recent tweet citing Christian persecution in Nigeria.
Okay.
And not in Sudan.
Okay, I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's quite all right.
Yeah, but there's that, too. There's that, too, yeah. Where Christians are being slaughtered there.
Mm-hmm. That being said, this is motivated by some comments made by a Republican congressman from the great state of West Virginia who claimed hundreds of thousands of Christians were being killed by these Islamic fundamentalist groups, Boko Haram being the primary, this occurring in the northeastern portion of Nigeria. Now, Nigeria is about 20 million people, about evenly divided, frankly, between Muslim and Christian. But all the sources I've looked at have said that really Boko Haram makes attacks indiscriminately on Muslim groups and on Christian groups, particularly Muslim groups that they feel are not quite as extreme in how they follow the faith. And these reports of hundreds of thousands of Christians being murdered by Boko Haram are somewhat overstated. That seems to be what the widespread comment by independence organizations are saying. That being said, it did come to light by the comments by the congressman from West Virginia and also, I guess, Senator Ted Cruz had also urged Congress to designate Africa's most populous country, that being Nigeria, as a violation of religious freedoms.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And over the weekend, I believe it was in that interview with Nora O'Donnell that the president said they might interfere or put boots on the ground in Nigeria. Am I correct on that? And do you think, or is that just posturing, or do you think he's really going to do it?
Well, it remains to be seen. You know, the president has now threatened to use military force in a half a dozen countries since he came into office in January, including Canada, Panama, Denmark, Greenland, Venezuela, Afghanistan, even Mexico. And we actually have conducted military operations, of course, in Iran and Yemen and off the shores of both Colombia and Venezuela. So you've kind of got a full plate here in terms of how the U.S. military is either planned for operations or engaged. I mean, we have a carrier task force now operating in the Caribbean, trying to interrupt small boats coming out of Venezuela. And as a consequence, there's no carrier battle group operating in the European theater of operations right now, which is kind of unusual. And furthermore, there's no carrier battle group operating in the Mediterranean, when we both know that the situation in Gaza remains a bit tenuous. So we're kind of stretching our forces pretty broadly. Furthermore, there's an expectation that the Pentagon is going to release very shortly a new national defense strategy. And in that national defense strategy, the primary emphasis is going to be homeland security, and that actually the threat by the Chinese in the Pacific, the threat posed by the Russians, will be of a second and tertiary consideration. And that is in line with a lot of what the administration has talked about in terms of military forces in cities, using the military to pick up illegal immigrants, using the military on the borders. Golden Dome is a major investment to U.S. homeland defense. So we kind of got a problem between resources and strategy. We got too much strategy for the resources we got available, if you know what I mean.
Can I ask you, Colonel, and forgive me, I just want to jump on what you said about the homeland security and that moving to the top of the threat level. As somebody who has spent your career in the military, seeing what is happening and how the military is being used or proposed to being used in the United States of America, how do you sit with that? How does that make you feel?
Frankly, I'm very opposed to that. I was a professional military officer, and I firmly believe that we swore an oath to the Constitution of the United States and not to any political party and not to any political figure, and that we served the American people. We were not used against the American people, except in a very extreme, dire circumstance. And a lot of what seems the military is being involved with right now, I would call law enforcement activities. That doesn't mean they're not important. Drug interdiction is enormously important. But using the military in that particular vein without any authorization by the United States Congress really puts military people, I think, in both a legal and a moral dilemma. Legally, we swore an oath to that Constitution and to the laws of the United States, and I think most people who interpret this from a legal standpoint would find these actions, frankly, illegal. And morally, we're directing the military, albeit with drones in many cases, to kill people that are criminals and not really, you know, the leaders or members of any organized terrorist organization that actually is trying to bring down the United States. Narco-terrorists are criminals. They're not even like Al-Qaeda. So, again, absent that kind of an authorization, as we had it for Iraq and Afghanistan in 2001 and 2002 from the United States Congress, puts, I think, the military in a legal and moral dilemma, because by being apolitical, which we swore to do, I think also then put a responsibility on our politicians for the last 250 years that we were not going to put our military in that position.
Islamic jihadists are killing Christians and other Muslims in Nigeria. They're doing the same thing in Sudan. And just this weekend, our own FBI foiled a plot in Michigan where Islamic jihadists were planning a massacre. How great a threat, you talked about homeland security, how great a threat is Islamic jihad to, you know, they are organized. There's Boko Haram, sure. There's Al-Qaeda, there's Hamas, sure. There's PFLP, there's, you know, Hezbollah. I can go on and so can you. How great a threat, because apparently on campuses and in America, we don't care when Islamic jihad kills other Muslims. We don't care if they kill other Christians. We don't, I guess, like you said, you know, pick your conflict. So we don't care about that. And it's not making major headlines, except when we call you to talk about it on the air. How great a threat, and we just saw the threat in Michigan, is Islamic Jihad today to Americans at home?
Well, I don't think, frankly, I don't think it is a threat. There's no doubt about that. In many ways, I find the threat not to be as bad as I would imagine, which may surprise some people. I talk to a lot of people from the Middle East in government and the military, and they point out to me, you know, their grave concern that, frankly, you know, young people all across the Middle East who watch the war in ongoing war in the Gaza Strip on Al Jazeera or whatever they're watching it on, and see the conduct of the conflict, can become radicalized by saying, well, that's, you know, U.S. military aircraft, that's U.S. military bombs, that's U.S. military weapons that are being used against Arabs and Palestinians, and therefore makes them so more susceptible to being radicalized by these various groups. That being said, we've seen almost no examples, really, or just a handful of examples. Doesn't mean they weren't horrific. Only a handful of examples where that radicalization ended up in attacks here within the United States. Really, across the last 25 years since 2001, there really hasn't been as many as, and candidly, I would have had expected in many ways. That radicalization has not been successful. Now, are they a threat to U.S. interests around the world? Certainly. Are they a threat perhaps to Americans, particularly traveling in these particular areas? Most assuredly. There were about 16,000 Americans, most of them dual citizens, for example, living in Sudan when this particular civil war began. Mm-hmm. But what I worry is that the ongoing conflicts may radicalize more people. But at the end of the day, as terrible as these attacks are, I think the most important thing to remember is these groups are not an existential threat to the United States. Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, on their best day, are never going to threaten the existence of the United States, like the Soviet Union might back in the day, or Russia might today, or China might today. But it's certainly a cause for concern. But within the United States, it seems to me the effort to thwart those particular attacks rests primarily with local law enforcement, state law enforcement, FBI, and not U.S. military troops going door to door to try to ferret out the odd terrorists that might have, you know, got radicalized living here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Colonel McCausland, thank you for the time as always, sir, and we'll reach out again.
Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.